here, Sean, you're going to play some stuff for us.
Yeah, I was able to talk to a number of people last night, and we took the media shuttle over, and we're thinking, oh, great, they'll dump us right out at the gate. Well, little did we know, we had to walk across a main thoroughfare in the rain. I don't know, good quarter mile probably.
Oh, it might have been it was probably a mile, I would say.
But because I'll say
it's at Allegiant Stadium is where Media Night was. We're at the Mandalay Bay, so yep. it's right across the highway. It's very walkable for us.
Right.
But we kind of assumed the shuttle would go right up to the front door, let us in. It should have turned right, and we just took a left and kept going, and then it stopped, and we said, oh, okay, I guess.
We're like next to a gas station. They're like, get out. We're like, well, okay. But I'll tell you this. It's so weird being in a hotel, casino,
Holiday
resort,
Inn.
Place like that's this size. You don't ever have to leave.
Yeah.
So being outside for 20 minutes actually kind of felt good yesterday. So I didn't mind it too much. So we get to the stadium. And we have to go through like three or four rounds of security with our badges.
And they do the facial recognition in one of them.
Pretty wild.
Which was kind of cool.
Yeah. So we get in, and I took video of it. I tweeted it out, and I'm following Mino as we walk into through the tunnel into the stadium as it opens up. And I would say maybe 20, 30,000 fans were filled to the lower bowl. Now, Allegiant has about a 60-65 mm-hmm. capacity on game day. It really stunk that they didn't have the Eternal Flame lit, because that's the Raiders' bit.
It's called the Eternal Flame.
Yeah, Eternal Flame.
Like, it needs to be
all the time.
Forever.
Yeah. So
just call it the flame, the sometimes flame, if you're not going to have it always on.
It had, like, indirect lighting. There was a lot of red light, so everything...
It was
like,
very Vegas.
It was
Vegas, a club.
But the sound in that stadium wasn't very good, so whenever anybody was up on the stage when they would introduce the teams and players, you couldn't hear anything, and all you could hear is the shriek or the boos of the fans. But the fans were all in the stands, but the media area, there was like a big giant corral in the middle where the players were. All the media was on the outside, and you had the different huts of each player, like Mahomes, Kelsey, etc. And they would sit at their chair and do media, but the rest of the spares, mostly the guys mm-hmm. we talked to, were out and about, but they didn't want to disperse. Everybody was sort of congregated around one area, and it made it very crammed. And I know that Donovan said that it would be like that, but I was having a really claustrophobic moment there.
Yeah, the Chiefs were a little bit easier. They did the Chiefs first, took a little break, then brought out the 49ers, and some of the spare guys on the Chiefs were kind of standing in the end zone.
Yeah.
And so it made it easier to get out and go talk to them. And I noticed that if you go talk to some spare tight end who uh-huh. you don't know and you just spend a couple minutes with him, you leave, there's going to be five more people. They're like, oh my
right.
god, he's talking to him, let's go talk to him.
So like little informal lines would form. But before we get to that, I was expecting to see people in bee costumes and hot Latino news reporters and just the whole bit. I felt a little toned down. There was the fake Andy Reid holding a Waffle House sign. I saw him. Bert Kreischer. We had Carrot Top.
Tech Nine. My friend
there.
Tech Nine, who we will play either tomorrow or Friday.
And I do want to get into that with Jubb, because Jubb interviewed Tech Nine. He didn't understand what a Tech Nine is. Anyway, we'll get to that with Afternoon Jubb coming up in just a bit. But I did spot one standout character, and it was a husky dude wearing a Cowboys jersey, a giant Cowboys chain, a luchador mask. And he was known as Super Cowboy. And I thought, you know what?
It's very creative.
This was before all the players came out. I thought, hey, let's go see what Super Cowboy's doing in Las Vegas. All right, here at opening night, and I'm visiting with
Super Cowboy.
Super Cowboy, wearing number 87 and all decked out. Got the luchador mask. Tell me about your bit.
Well, look, the Cowboys didn't make it here. So someone had to come and represent, and I'm right here. No one else is wearing a Cowboy jersey here.
How long have you been doing this?
8 years now. 8 years, super fan. Every home game, I'll be there. I have shoulder pads and spurs usually, but I didn't want to do that because of security, but I'm still wearing my gear.
So what's it going to mean to you personally if and when the Cowboys finally get to this game?
What's it going to mean personally? Oh, man, I can't wait. We should have been here this year. I don't know what happened there. So I'm hoping for next year. I'm one of those fans.
Who do you want to be the defensive coordinator?
That's a hard one. But I think Rivera would be kind of cool to have. I think he's a good coach, a good defensive coach, so I think we should get him.
You think Dak should be extended?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Money-wise, yes. If it wasn't for money, no.
So do you live back in the Metroplex, or where are you from?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'm in Grand Prairie.
Okay, cool.
Yes. All
right. So do you listen to the ticket?
Oh, yes, I do.
All right. Well, thank you for being a P1. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let's go, Cowboys.
So Super Cowboys
good P1.
How about that?
And he doesn't like Dak.
And he votes Ron Rivera.
And he wants
DC.
Ron Rivera. Okay. See? Same page. We both want the same guy. We'd be good friends.
So the players come out. We talk to some Chiefs. We'll get to that in a minute. But in between, before the 49ers came out, before they did the onstage, you know, bits with the key players from each team, sort of the halfway point of opening night, I saw a little scrum in the end zone, and I saw a man completely clad in white, wearing white denim jeans and Las Vegas Raiders t-shirt and very questionable hair, and I knew immediately this was Raiders owner Mark Davis.
I saw him too, and I was about 99.7% sure it was him.
Yeah.
Because very unique look.
Yeah, to say the least.
And I think we were walking in with Donovan. I was like, hey, is that Mark Davis?
And
he just kind of laughed.
I thought, okay, this is a perfect opportunity. Because I think some of you guys left to go eat in the media center.
We did. Did you go up there?
No, I didn't because I was...
It was about a 13-mile walk
was it
up there.
Well, I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I waited. But Mark Davis is getting his ass whipped by local reporters. And like you said, you sort of have to like get these informal lines and you wait your turn. So as I was getting close to my point, I decided to hit record just not knowing when this would start or stop. There was a young reporter, not the Syracuse kids because they're professionals behind us, but
way to go, Syracuse.
It had to be some other student reporter, maybe a local guy, and he's standing there and he's asking decent questions, but then he hits like this mental lock and just completely clams up, and I thought this was hilarious.
We're just excited to be here. We really are. It was a public-private partnership that brought us here, and we're just happy to be able to get back.
And then, I'm blanked.
Mr. Davis, here with Mark Davis, owner of the Las Vegas Raiders.
This other dude doesn't even wait for this kid to reconnoiter and ask the question he wanted to ask.
He's kind of saving him there, too.
Maybe in a way.
Just let the other guy go, and then you can gather your thoughts.
But the Charlie Brown slump shoulder of this kid who's standing there with another young girl who's filming this whole thing. So this is on tape. Like, they have a moment of him failing in front of an NFL owner. I felt really bad for the kid at the time.
Should just give him a popsicle or something. Take him up to the media room and get him some food.
So this other
poor kid,
it took about a minute to get through what he was asking, so it was my turn, and I didn't want to ask him anything
about... You didn't want
about,
to do bits?
I didn't want to ask him anything about Vegas hosting the Super Bowl.
Hey, Davis.
I didn't want to ask him about the Chiefs.
Jump through hair.
I wanted to ask him about our good friend, Dave Lane, and this is what the Raiders owner had to say.
Mr. Davis, my coworker Dave Lane is married to Marissa Stabler, Ken's daughter.
Oh, right on. They just had a baby.
They just had a baby.
Just had Al.
I was curious if you had a message for the new
they
happy
Davis.
Family. Yes.
Yeah, I talk to her all the time. Hey, Marissa, what's up, baby?
What's your favorite memory of Ken, if you don't mind sharing on a night like this?
I've got so many of them.
Any you can share on the radio?
I can't share. That's the problem.
Well, hey, congratulations on having the Super Bowl.
Thanks, you guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks, bye.
And dude,
that is so crazy.
Because he was kind of beaten by all these other regular questions. And when I mentioned that Marissa Stabler and Dave, he lit up. And he clearly knows that they had a kid. Because you think, okay, the Raiders put out the tweet to celebrate the birth of their child, which was one of the cooler things.
That's how we all learned that the baby was born, was through the Las Vegas Raiders Twitter.
But you think some operative of the team or their social media person catches wind of that, they put that out there. No, the guy in charge.
Close personal friends.
And then later last night, I'm like, Dave, does Mark call your wife? He's like, yeah, they actually talk on a regular basis, which is it's kind of weird.
I mean, guess if you're an owner of an NFL team.
Yeah.
Like, what if that was Jerry? If Jerry was talking to someone's wife weekly.
I guess this would be like Steven.
Yeah,
when he takes power, because we had Clark earlier. He's Lamar's son. Mm-hmm. Mark is clearly Al's son here, so I don't know. I just thought it was really kind of wild that he was so on top of it and knew about Little Wells.
And those guys, I didn't talk to Mark Davis, but with the players, you could tell that they were so beaten down by, oh, what's it like being at the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
What's it going to be like playing in Vegas? And they're just, oh, it's great, good to be here. But if you go up to them and you ask them non-football questions, because I did non-football stuff with them, they actually enjoyed playing along. And some of the guys that you would never hear of just going up and be like, hey, man, can I ask you a few questions, some trivia questions or something? They light up. Because they're a lot like us. Like,
yeah.
They're just kind of dudes that are really good at football.
I interviewed a number of Chiefs players, and, you know, you start out, ease them into it, then ask them some non-sports stuff. But the one thing that I think they enjoyed the most, I asked Blaine Gabbert, Charles Omenihu, Noah Gray, who's a tight end, and Lucas Niang, TCU product. I asked them, if Andy Reid was coming to their home, what would they feed him? And I want to play a little game on the crew here.
Okay.
We're going to start with Blaine Gabbert. Is he going to cook something healthy or non-healthy for his head coach?
Blaine Gabbert, former first-round pick.
Yes.
Quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say he's going to cook something not healthy because it's Andy Reid.
Okay. Monty, what do you guys think?
I think he loves his coach. He'll make him something healthy.
Okay. Well, this is what Blaine Gabbert had to say.
Andy Reid has made it known that he likes to eat, obviously. If he was coming to your house, what would you and your family prepare him
for a meal? I'd probably do my smash burgers. I make a pretty good smash burger on a griddle and some grilled onions, some good Kraft singles. I think he'd enjoy
Dad,
that.
Do you have the thing where you have to, like, put the little pot on it so you get a good melt?
You get the wax paper with the smasher, and, yeah, it's make a pretty good smash burger.
All right, cool. Thanks, Blaine. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It. Take care.
All okay, right. Something healthy.
Yeah, good. Healthy.
Nice smash burger. Okay, so let's go to Omenihu, who's not playing because he tore his ACL.
Obviously.
He was very gracious, and this was his answer.
Coach Reid loves to eat. If you have to cook him one meal at your home, what are you going to prepare, Coach Reid?
Cheeseburger.
Yep.
Any certain style?
Probably like a sloppy Joe cheeseburger with Cajun fries.
Maybe some barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Fries on the burger or the side?
So now we're 2 for 2 with burger. Let's go to Noah Gray. Is he going to cook something healthy, or is he going to maybe whip up a burger?
Asking
all of your teammates, if Coach Reid was coming to your home for dinner, what would you prepare him?
What would I prepare him? Oh, I'd probably make my grandma's jalapeno mac and cheese. That's like my favorite every Thanksgiving and Christmas. So that's probably would be, that's at least would absolutely have to be on the menu.
Definitely a side for sure,
for
right?
For sure.
Some more healthy food.
Jalapeno mac and cheese. So is there any chance that Lucas Niang would maybe, I don't know, make some nice.
Some grilled salmon.
Some Brussels sprouts. Yeah. Maybe some salad. Let's go ahead and play it.
He loves to eat. He makes no bones about it. If he were coming to your house for dinner, what would you prepare your head coach?
Oh, like the fanciest cheeseburger I could get.
Wow.
Yeah, I know he loves cheeseburgers, so fancy cheeseburger, some good cheese, good bread, make it fresh for him.
Now I just can't help but think he eats cheeseburgers, like, during practice.
Whole farm commercial where he's stealing the
chicken tenders.
He wants the nuggies. He's stealing the burger and fries.
How often is he talking about cheeseburgers with his team?
If 75% of the team thinks he only eats cheeseburgers.
We need the Chiefs on Hard Knocks sometime. Get Andy Reid cam to see what he's eating for lunch every day.
I like cheeseburger.
I knew you liked cheeseburger.
He my kind of coach.
And that's George Dunham, and we have some Afternoon Jub next.
Ooh,
live from Radio
debut
Row.
A new segment.
Look out.
Shout out to the player of the day, Matt. The 2024 college baseball season is kicking off at Globe Life Field February 16th through the 18th. Six powerhouse teams will be featured in the 4th annual Shriners Children's College Showdown. More details at ShrinersShowdown.com. Head over to the Ticket.com contest page to register to win tickets.
Thank you, Monto. It's 2:38 here on the Sweet Spot. Sean Bass, David Mino live on Radio Row, Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. We have Why Today Doesn't Suck coming up in just a little bit. And it's media party night. We're all looking forward to that. And the man that's joined us right now, in fact, not only are we joined by Jub, we're joined by Dave Lane.
Wow.
For the first edition of Afternoon Jub.
Yeah.
We had Bob's Bible Bonkers during Cowboy season as we break things down.
And he got canceled.
Yeah.
The Cowboys lost.
He went woke and went broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had to get somebody not woke.
Yeah. Let's go. Come on. Yeah.
You get a nappy
sweet
nap in.
Spot.
You good?
Oh, yeah. I'm great.
Sightseeing? On deck?
Sightseeing is on deck. Donnie and I are going to go see the sights around Vegas.
So something we brought up last night at dinner, and I think this was after you left. You dropped by for
we're having some margaritas. Some
and I would have sat down,
food.
But I went to the same place for lunch.
So we started talking about our hotel, the Mandalay Bay, and I asked the question, is there a second in the day where someone is not having sex? Like, there is sex happening in that hotel.
Oh, just in our hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
There's 3,200 rooms in the hotel.
Does that include the Delano?
Yeah, that's the one next door.
Let's
the baby
say
one.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah,
the,
sure.
It's all another 200 rooms or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like
so
you wouldn't even
about,
have
like, 3,000 rooms?
3,200 rooms are in the Mandalay Bay. So, yeah, if you add that one in.
Like 3,500?
Yeah.
Maybe 4,000?
Like
yeah.
I'm going to say, yeah. Somebody is
edging constantly.
I don't even know like, what that means, but there are minutes during the day that is not happening.
Minutes.
Minutes, not just a second.
Because Corby thought there might be like little 4 to 5 second gaps where there's no sexual activity happening. But the odds
but
say...
I think you have to expand it to, like, it doesn't have to be fully going on at the time, but it's either about to happen, like you're working at it.
Yeah.
But don't you naked. Think Vegas is just filled with dudes who are here, not, you know, they're just,
there's
not
definitely
couples
more dudes.
As much as,
yeah, there's more dudes here than chicks.
Yeah. So it's not as if,
but still,
like everybody
I
here
question,
has a partner, right?
So solo right? doesn't count?
So what?
Solo doesn't count?
Solo doesn't count for this.
No.
But if you did add solo, then absolutely it's happening in every
Biden.
Second.
You would never have a free second at a place like this. Okay,
just
so last
walk
night,
down the hallway.
Last night we were at the opening night, and I was very happy for George Dunham. Now this is my first time to go on this trek. You're a veteran of this, but
I don't mind this night. Everybody hates this night. I don't mind this night.
You had joy.
It was fun.
I took a photo of you and the Kansas City Wolf mascot.
Amazing. And, that's a great mascot.
And you were trying to, like, bring him over.
Come over here.
He was a little reluctant. He's like, okay, fine. We got some photos. And just this glowing look on your face, that will never leave me.
Casey Wolf's hilarious. Yeah, I don't care who you are.
I asked Jubb, is he a top five mascot? And he said, yes. And I said, all sports, and then he qualified and said, no, just NFL.
NFL, I think he's definitely top five, yeah.
Because a lot of them do the bit under the goalpost of waving off the kick that's right down the middle.
Right.
But his bit is to either...
when you commit to the head smash into the...
or just collapse
CTE.
Yeah. Which is also a good one.
Or the faint, yeah. That's great.
What are your top five in the NFL?
Oh, wow.
Rowdy last...
Rowdy is definitely last. Or the San Francisco mascot's terrible.
He's pretty
spare. That prospector is basically hillbilly Rowdy. I mean, that's horrible. Purr in Carolina is amazing.
Sir Purr.
Yeah.
Don't the Colts have a good one?
Yes. Bluey. Is it Bluey? Or Blue? Oh, Blue or something. Blue? Maybe just Blue. Remember that on Hard Knocks where... somebody for the coaches. Wait a minute, what me just laughing at? The coaches were watching tape, and there's in season, and a guy scores for the Colts, and the poor defensive back's like rolling off of it, and Blues there just pelvic thrusting, and they back it up and roll it. Look at old Blue here, just giving him a shot right in the.
It is Blue. Carolina is Sir Purr.
Sir Purr.
There's also Freddie Falcon of Atlanta.
Yeah, he's okay.
Marginal. Steely McBeam, the Steelers one kind of creeps
yeah,
me out.
Again, he's again, yeah. There's any no snout or tail there.
Any humanoid, like the Patriots guys.
Not that great.
Yeah. Or the Bucks' Captain Fear.
Yeah, no good. Oh, I thought of one. Okay. What's the Broncos' name?
Broncos have Miles.
Okay. My son and I were watching, he was like 9 at the time, and we're watching a Broncos game, and they've got a drum up there. And he's going to town on this big bass drum, and somebody came up. He didn't have a kit. He just had a bass drum. And somebody came up to him, and I think it was because the opponent had the ball, and he's on the sidelines with his bass drum just going to town. And like a security guy comes up to him and stops him because the opponent has the ball, and his facial expression's the same, but he still just thought, like, WTF, man. I'm just being a horse at a game. And I'm on a bass drum.
What are you doing?
I'm in the middle of a killer set here, and you're stopping me. Yeah, that guy's great.
I feel like you would like Chomps the dog, the Cleveland Brown dog.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
Snout and tail.
He's good. But, I mean, I hear all these, and Casey Wolf, man, he's hard to beat.
He's got to be top three.
He might be.
This is the NBA.
Jacksonville mascot is great. Jackson DeVille.
Is that the Mount Lion passing out?
Yeah, the Nuggets mascot that passed out on the way down from the Raptors.
Yeah.
And his lifeless body just falls to the ground. And they've got the light on him. Like, it's all black in the arena. It's all dark. And they've just got one light on Rocky.
Then he just crumples.
That's what we were saying is during the Super Bowl, whenever everybody endorses Biden, that they would fly him in like that. Yeah. Mascot, and Biden would be all lifeless.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Lowing me down, man.
Save a democracy, man. So we had the Wolf.
Oh, God.
George was already on a high.
Yeah.
And then
oh,
we
man.
Turned
this
to our
thing got
left.
Even better.
We see a blonde in a nice dress with boots on.
Very classy.
She's the NFL meme influencer. I don't know what you call her.
That's a good way to say
Annie
it.
Annie Auger.
She had her Band-Aid on her toe.
She does the weekly NFL recap bit on Twitter.
NFL meeting. It's
and,
funny.
And George was very excited to go talk to her.
So,
yeah. You have audio, too, I believe.
I
right?
do, yeah. I think we're going to play that either tomorrow or Thursday.
So I didn't know who she was, and I walked up right when you guys were talking, and Annie was there. And then I just see George go over and just start talking to this very attractive female. I'm like, man.
She had a big smile
George
on her face, too, didn't she?
She
was
loved us.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, we could become real friends with Annie.
There's no doubt.
But that might hurt on the home front because sometimes the wife's like, what are you?
Yeah, I get admonished. Are you watching that girl again? Well, yeah, she's funny.
Why do you comment on all her posts?
And I told her that. I said, do you think that's kind of – I said, my wife thinks it's kind of creepy that I watch you all the time. She goes, oh, you're not creepy at all. I said, well, thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm not
– Now here's something
you're
creepy.
Funny.
I'm going to go touch myself now.
I didn't say that, but – yeah, and then she said
and you maintained eye contact.
Yes,
which is very
absolutely.
Good.
And then she said she was born in 96.
Mm.
And I did quick
ticket.
Math there. I thought, okay, my youngest son would not have as big a problem with it as his older brothers who are older than her. And I'm assuming, God forbid, something would happen to my wife, like a bus accident or something.
A plague.
Something.
Another plague comes along.
Like a hitman.
Yeah, something just nuts, you know? Just
you're out of town.
Some act of God we don't even know about. Something, whatever. Yeah.
Totally random act.
Random act, you know, and it'd be terrible. It'd be really sad, you know. But then, like, 3 months later, if we were, like, if we were like the NFL, the new NFL couple,
you gave your wife
we replaced Travis and Tay-Tay as like the NFL couple.
The it couple.
Would it? Who would have the problem with it in the family? All my daughter-in-laws would be out. My two older sons, but younger son would go. Yeah, she's funny and she's nice at Christmas. So
because you gave the wife 1 year of
yes,
mourning,
absolutely,
and then she can remarry.
Same rules apply.
So you have 3
otherwise,
months of your
you
contract.
You haunt her. Is that the deal?
Right. Yeah. I will do the training that Patrick Swayze went through in Ghost and learn how to move crap and, yeah, and absolutely haunt. But the same goes the other way around. You know, I think I would give at least a year.
Yeah, I negotiated a year of mourning.
I think that's reasonable.
But for Annie from Twitter, it's 3 months.
Yeah, we may go 3 months.
And they play this in court. And
she's
like,
born in...
This happened
She's
on
born
February
in 96, 6th. So we got to move fast here.
Tastes deliciously
Oh, my God.
Well,
that's episode one of Afternoon Job.
That's how we're starting. How are we going to top that?
Let's keep it rolling.
Let's go.
Let's do Why Today Doesn't Suck next.
Once again, The Ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Dude, you suck.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Introducing
the sweet spot, day two in Las Vegas at the Super Bowl, and at 2:57, it's Hamshake.
Thank you, Mino. Eat C's Market and Bakery and GimmeTheVen.com brings you Sloppy Mo.
Reissue.
Introduce me.
Introduce me.
once again, here's Cat, the Cat Man of the American
Cat. Oh, wow.
Cat.
Whoa. Cat.
Meow.
Cat Man. Order priority here. There's the Cat Man. We also say hello to the Hardline, Bob Sturm, Corby Davidson, and
Bob
Dave Lane.
Corby.
Dave.
Let me just say...
And job.
And now.
As a friend, George.
Yeah.
This is the closest I have ever been to having sex with Mariel Hemingway.
Oh, I thought you were going to say with him because your head is very close to your face.
I think your face is right on line.
Yeah. Get a picture of that.
I'm sure we've been on top of each other before, Corby and I.
Yeah. Yeah, you tackled me at the Masters one time in my bed.
That's right. You were such a wimp that night.
Yeah. We had an early morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't.
But golf was involved.
I know.
I had to be fresh.
That was a great trip.
Is Bucky out there? I thought I heard Bucky somewhere.
Bucky.
Bucky Brooks.
Lassick.
Richardson.
Bucky Badger.
Dent.
Anyway, today is Tuesday.
I like Badger.
The 37th day of 2024, 329 days left in the year. This is a big one for Secede Man Jr. In 1861, we had the first meeting of the Provisional Congress of the Confederate States of America, ultimately leading to the U.S. Civil War.
I lived through that.
Hell yeah.
Secede Man.
They were really kissing hard that day.
I'm Secede Man Jr.
I'm telling you, Alabama's going to win it this year. No, they're not.
Oh, who's this?
Georgia's going to win it this year.
This big Southern dummy?
Well, that was the meeting, you know?
Right.
Talking football.
The Secede Men got their credentials pulled.
I think I just heard them.
I've seen them walking around here somewhere. They were a big hit last
year. Nobody's going to bring up LSU. Well, I will.
Let me learn you something, boy.
I say, let me learn you something, son.
No.
You're doing it all wrong, son. That was a great cartoon character.
Yes.
1935, Monopoly, the board game, went on sale for the first time.
God. Been bored ever since.
Ruining lives for like 75 years.
A true board game.
There you go, Bob.
B-O-R-E.
Okay, I'll blow you up on that one. There you go, Bob.
I guess you guys weren't sitting on Park Place then.
Shout out to McDonald's.
Nothing drags me down more than someone in my family saying, "You want to play a board game?"
I want to be the thimble.
Then 4.5 hours later.
Well, are you guys old enough to drink yet?
Perhaps you haven't been introduced to, "Do you want to put a puzzle together, guys?"
Let's get a nice game of Risk going.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we have a 2,000-piecer of a Blue Bonnet Field. You want to get after it?
Yeah, but the payoff is great. You get to see the blue bonnets. And
it's definitely our state flower.
On this date in 1980, John Wayne Gacy goes on trial for the murder of 33 young men in Cook County, Illinois.
Gordon. Yep. Chicago.
Yeah, where is Gordon?
What kind of a clown?
Okay, what year was that?
1980.
I love murder.
So a lot of that happened when I lived in Chicago.
Yeah, that could have
been
you.
And I knew nothing about
it. And then it stopped when you moved away.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
He liked boys.
Yeah.
It shows you that kids don't pay attention to news.
That's right. Nor should they.
All you
right?
Was
I was in danger.
Yeah,
I was
you were wearing short shorts all around Chicago.
I was in DuPage County. That was right next to Cook County.
You were playing with every clown in a three-county area.
What was his bit?
I hated clowns.
Would he abduct them at parties? Seems kind of obvious.
I don't know.
He just puts one under his arm, walks out after he's done.
And was there some overlap with Bozo's Prime? Wasn't he Chicagoland?
Man, now there's another funny show. Bozo Circus on WGN was amazing. Cookie, Bozo, The grand prize game? What are you talking about?
That was the only thing worthwhile, the grand prize game.
Yeah. Cookie and Bozo were pretty funny.
I've never seen Bozo the Clown.
Sounds like a bunch of Yankees are talking.
Dude.
Do you think you were in short pants with a giant lolly when John Wayne Gacy was on the prowl?
He locked him up as he's trying to buy Joe.
No, a clown. I never was really into giant lollies or short shorts.
Do you have a beanie?
But maybe. I'll say maybe, Bob. Yeah. I may add one of those.
Speaking of Chicago, in 1988, in an effort to make everything more about him, Chicago's Michael Jordan wins the NBA Slam Dunk Contest with a perfect score of 50 on his final dunk.
Oh.
Michael Jordan now? Are you kidding me?
He came into the locker room. He asked everybody which one of you MFers is going to take second place.
Well,
God forbid, All-Star Weekend not be all about MJ.
It's ironic that LeBron man is accusing MJ of making everything about him.
I think to cope, he thinks all superstars are insecure.
I don't
know, Monty. There's only one at the top of that mountain.
I don't. Has LeBron truly ever made All-Star Weekend about him by doing the dunk contest? Nope.
By doing
no.
The
dunk. Oh, I see. He just delays games by 45 minutes if he eclipses some scoring record.
Not you too, George.
Well, let's wait an hour and a half. No. Okay, we done yet? Okay, more. All right.
I don't truly believe you feel that LeBron is better than Jordan. You just are on that wall.
He's just so pot committed
now.
Yeah,
you can't back down.
I wish I didn't feel that way, but then I turn on an NBA game and it's just right there in front of me. And
guy missing all the threes.
Or any story in the world that he then tweets to make about him really fast.
Right.
Leads a team to be two games over 500. Yeah.
He's always on page two of a book.
Right. Tonight.
It's upside down. I like green eggs and ham.
Here's something that happened, though. His dad didn't get murdered because he was a gambler.
That's true.
Oh, he did.
He did not have his own father murdered as a side project of his gambling addiction.
Man. What a ruthless world we live in.
Say whatever you want. The books are written. It's fine.
Yeah. And LeBron will read it. In 1998,
read two pages of it.
Look at the cover.
A judge reinstated the suspended sentence of school teacher Mary Kay Letourneau and sent her back to prison for 7 years after she was caught violating a no contact order with former student Vili Bilal.
Aren't they married now, or is she dead?
She died.
She gone. Yeah. She was really violating that no contact order.
Oh, so. Way? Violating it so hard.
What did
that
she
was
die
the subject of the song "Hey Man, Nice
I wish
Shot."
You had cancer,
sir.
Thank you, Lando.
No problem.
Back to your granola.
Granola.
In 2003, American rapper 50 Cent released his album "Get Rich or Die Trying."
Fitty.
Colorectal
in the
cancer,
club,
Corby. That's what you're looking for.
Mm. Oh,
great
Mary
album,
Kay Letourneau.
R.I.P. indeed. Yeah.
In 2008, the Bush White House defended the use of the interrogation technique known as waterboarding.
Thanks, buddy.
It was legal and not torture.
Just use water. White Bush House.
On board. Not that bad.
Awesome.
Torture.
Frank Caliendo is back.
Here's a guy who was president.
Oh.
Let's see. In 2011... the Green Bay Packers defeated the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-25 at Dallas Stadium in Arlington. Mm. MVP of that game, Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that was a happy
time.
Day for Bob
back before he turned.
In 2014, Jay Leno hosted his last episode of
good.
The
I
Tonight
that
Show.
Game, Bob. I love that game. Good. I sat next to Brad Davis.
Really?
Who was wearing a Steelers jersey.
Double.
I think it was a Rashard Mendenhall jersey.
Like a Lima Swede.
Yeah. That was the prime of Mendenhall.
Mendenhall started that like game, right? He was their starting running back?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Had a couple good seasons.
At least it wasn't a rapeless burger.
I don't think it was. Mm. I don't think I did that joke.
It was only a matter
Davis
of time.
That day.
Introduced
you didn't?
Hey, it was hard for Bob not to say something like that.
I just wanted to be cool with Brad Davis, right?
Who like,
right,
be?
We're going to be rooting for different sides here, Bob. But let's leave.
Did you go to Roethlisberger's pregame rape party,
Davis.
Brad?
Who's this?
What did they do in that party?
Brad, did you watch The Door? at the of the bathroom while he was raping inside.
Oh, oh, man, oh gosh.
Whoa. Whew. Anyway, good luck.
Not in front of George. Dave.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, don't leave subject that George to that.
Yeah, can't take it.
He never hears George. Anything shocking.
No.
George, imagine George still with his little lolly and his little shorts.
Yeah, I just got my lolly and my beanie cap right over here and hearing all these shocking comments.
One door, John Wayne Gacy. The other door, this mix right now. As a little kid, you'd probably choose the clown.
Probably.
Yeah. Go with Gacy.
And in
I think they know he knew Bozo or Cookie.
That's your slogan? Go with Gacy?
Right, right. Go with Gacy.
In 2020, that was
that's
the
a little
date
sticker.
Of the first COVID-19-related death in the United States.
What wimp was that? Probably DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah, I think it was DeMar Hamlin.
Because he was faxed.
All right, you need to calm down. He's just yelling rape. And,
yeah, you do need to
just... from the floor.
DeMar Hamlin.
Radio Row.
Yeah, like 3.5
crawl
hours.
Under the table.
Man. You're already in socks.
Pace yourself.
What are you
doing? What are you doing?
He's already in socks. Off.
Hey. Let's party.
Okay.
The EMT that brought him back to life is probably on with Rich Eisen right now. You're yelling that.
Yelling rape in the media, sir.
While Mary L. Hemingway's here.
You know, we have a little bit of a prepared piece for the EMT that brought DeMar Hamlin back to life. Let's roll that now.
All right. We got one P1 birthday today. Happy birthday to Clint. Who turns 37. Leaders are Monto Miney and Captain Vegas. Drop request, Into House, and Wilhalla.
Did I miss who's Captain
In the
Vegas?
House.
Oh, my.
You don't know who Captain Donovan is?
No,
Donovan!
I saw him earlier.
Woo!
We introduced, or they, Sweet Spot introduced him as that. We're checking in the hotel on Sunday, and these women from the Midwest said, is he important?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's Captain Vegas.
Get your photo now.
And one's like, he looks familiar.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course he does.
Somebody, I've seen him before.
Right. Yeah.
That's were you Sherman a big Hemsley. Dog in school?
Patrick Mahomes.
All right, birthdays.
Yeah.
Tom Brokaw, 84.
Somebody say my name.
Tom Brokaw.
Hey, Patrick. Hey, how's it going? Happy birthday, Bob. No. Oh, it's not your birthday? Oh, okay.
Hey, did you hear that a Dallas star got arrested?
What the hell for?
It was their goalie.
What's it sell for?
It's Tom Brokaw's birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You should have heard Gordon.
It's
his favorite day of the year.
I couldn't understand a word he said. Captain Najimi, 67. That's the voice of Peggy Hill on King of the Hill.
Okay.
Simon Phillips, the drummer for The Who, Toto, and Judas Priest. It's also 67.
Not
wrong, yeah.
Wrong.
Not my Who drummer.
Not my Priest drummer.
Yeah, some spare.
Says the
he was a drummer for Sin After Sin. Only one album.
Wow.
Turning
that's pretty good. That's
today,
a lot of information.
Axl Rose.
Axl Rose Turkey.
How old is he?
Chubb knows I'm a Judas Priest guy.
And Duff's birthday was yesterday.
Dang right.
His liver is 109. Country singer Richie McDonald of Lone Star, also 62.
Lone Star.
Rick Astley.
From Mesquite, I think. Or Lone Star from Mesquite? Two other guys? I think so. Anyway,
Sean.
One with the North Mesquite, the other was a Skeeter.
Hot dog.
Look up Rick Astley.
They put their rivalry aside.
Great music.
George, have you seen Rick Astley and the Foo Fighters?
No.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Pretty
awesome.
That sounds like one band.
Corby have his bands? If he wants to talk Jason Isbell or
I'm not. Everything's a bingo. Everything.
I know. Come on.
Okay, Corby.
The Foo Fighters.
Corby.
Floor B.
you have to do the whole show from down there today.
No, my back's already hurting.
From carrying the show?
And I'm too weak for work.
Alice Eve is 42. She's out of my
you were
league.
With yesterday.
Underrated movie.
Dane DeHaan, 38, in Chronicle and Spider-Man. Charlie Heaton is 30. That's Will's brother in Stranger Things.
Oh,
he
sports
weed.
Birthdays.
Yeah.
Chris Humphreys, 39.
Did you guys used to have a salad that was like with pears in it?
Is that Sean Merriman right there?
probably.
I thought he shot himself in the chest.
No, that's Donnie.
Do you think she made him wear a skin?
It's a different Chargers linebacker.
Well, then I refrain from...
This one was with Tila Tequila.
Please don't approach me with that joke.
Is that CeeLo Green?
And she's a Nazi.
Whoa, would you stop? Now you're yelling
now
at
you're yelling
Nazi.
At
what's
that?
Wrong with you?
Rape and Nazi.
Six heads over there all turned abruptly.
What's going on with you?
Sorry, Syracuse.
You think the Syracuse kids are just
sorry
so
for Corby.
Linda Cohen whipped her head around.
By the way, how about the guy opening night that looked a lot like the Fuhrer?
Yeah.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
And it was like painted almost. It was so dark.
Uh-huh. What do you mean my Fuhrer, George?
I didn't say my. I said... Very Fuhrer-like.
Okay.
Fuhrer.
All right.
Very Jim Fuhrer-like.
Yeah. Yeah, really
he had a homemade swing.
Really over
the top swing.
Maverick Killer, Kayvon Looney, 28. Colin Morikawa, 27.
In the position.
The great Colin Morikawa.
Or flash in the pan. You decide.
Is he
he's going to win
Kemp?
More.
No, he's not Anthony Kemp.
That was my question.
Did you know Bob confused Anthony Kemp with Nota Begay?
Just briefly.
Notably
gay.
No.
He's like, well, he goes, if he disappeared forever, why is he on TV doing golf?
That was that your big shot out of a cannon recap of he was literally shot out of a cannon. Not literally.
Literally.
Sometimes we have
over
to.
The first
over the first tee. Yeah.
There he goes.
Sometimes we have to
Rutschman,
correct each other.
Bore on the stage, now dead.
Former kicker.
He was not shut out.
Aaron
of
Burr. He was the duelist. Leon Wood Bean of L.L. Bean. Zsa Zsa Gabor.
And Leon's getting larger.
Zsa Zsa Gabor. Is that the one from Green Acres?
Yep.
Zsa Zsa was on Green Acres, okay? Zsa Zsa.
Bob
what was
Marley.
That Billy Crystal movie, remember? He was arguing with the guy in Russia. No. Zsa Zsa was on Green Acres.
Also born
not,
the same
not Ava.
Did, the great Gambino, Babe Ruth. Ava Braun.
Oh, no. Don't yell anything.
Do it. I know a podcast that's going to do about 10 minutes on
and, and, George, I am so sorry we asked you to join today. This
oh
is
no!
A tough one for you.
Oh no!
Born this day, now dead. Ronald Reagan.
That is
back
a tough one.
When the party was good.
Now they're all racist.
It was.
Junior.
It was.
Before there were celebrity politicians in this world.
Yeah. That's right.
Trump.
Down this day, still dead. Jack.
That's
Kirby,
a man. No doubt that would have seceded for us.
Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys.
That is the weirdest bit, and you guys are staying with it. I heard they made an appearance at opening night.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Succeed Man did?
George.
Succeed Man did.
Were you in on this?
Oh, he was filming it.
Help me.
I told him today, he goes, I want a distance from Succeed Man. I go, no, you're the Steve Bannon of Succeed Man.
I want to secede from Succeed Man.
Also,
no,
you're the puppet master, Bob.
One Arthur Ashe.
Come on, man.
Now we got to shut it down.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Park, hard by the AAC.
Bye, Monty.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. KTCK AM, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM, Flower Mound. A Cumulus Media Station.